you a question. Have you ever met anybody that has actually gone and set their marriage vows and went and got married with the intention of getting a divorce? No. It doesn't just happen like that. You know, we've never met anybody that has joined hands and stood there in front of a pastor or a justice of the peace or a cruise ship captain or whatever with the intention of it ending in a divorce. It just doesn't happen that way. And I want to show you something that's never been seen in public here before, okay? Okay, this is a picture of our wedding. And I want you to take a look at that hair there. Now, actually, this is an optical illusion because because of the old television here, it's kind of stretched this out, but I have really tall hair there.
And, even taller when I met you.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I got cut for the wedding. In the 90s, it was a big thing to have big hair. And also, Jody's like an inch taller than me, so it kind of helped me measure up. But there we are. There's my beautiful bride, Jody, the woman of my dreams. And here we are here at the altar, okay? And I'm 24 years old in that picture. Jody's 21. And we've been married 23 years, so you do the math and you can figure out how old we are, all right? But on May 4th, 1991, we stood there at Trinity Lutheran Church in Davison, Michigan, with Reverend Randall Schultz officiating, and we have pastor in front of us and 100 or so, 150 or so friends and family behind us, and not one time did this thought ever cross our mind. I don't think it's going to work, right? Because I knew that Jody was the one for me, and she knew that God sent me to her. And just like everybody else that goes to the altar, they don't do it with the intention of it ending badly, right? We're all hopeful. And thank God we're still together today.
Because we didn't have it all, right?
Right, but yes, thank God we're still here. But no couple goes to the altar with the intention of it ending bad. And the problem is, and what we want to talk to you a little bit about tonight, is that we spend way too much time on that little 4-hour fantasy wedding and not nearly enough time on the 40 years of reality that comes afterwards. You know what we're saying? So, and as Uncle Si would say, that's a fact, yeah.
So the idea of actually getting married, maybe back when we were younger, I can still remember pretending to get married and having the dream of this Cinderella wedding and living happily ever after. And maybe you've watched, okay, not really dating us, Leave It to Beaver show called Leaver Scenario. You had mom always a perfect answer to the husband and the kids and the perfect house and the perfect car and the perfect fence. But as we look around today, like you said, that we don't see that today. It's that reality is not really attainable. And so that's again why we are here tonight, is to talk about, that was reality today is divorce is rampant, and we have to protect our marriages. We have to learn about continually investing in our marriage so we can have a strong marriage, go through the storms, and not quit no matter what. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how is it possible to be married and not go through a divorce? How is that even possible? We're going to look at a verse in the Bible here, actually, in a second, John chapter 6. And we believe it's, absolutely the number one priority for someone who wants to divorce-proof their marriage is this. It's to depend completely on Jesus, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds churchy and religious, and we're not trying to sound churchy and religious. We just want to, we want you guys to grasp that truth, because it absolutely is something that we have to get our minds around. We hear it all the time, depend on Jesus. We're gonna spend some time camping on this, and really, really, it's our prayer that the light bulb goes on for you guys and you get it. What does that mean? Okay, so John chapter 6 and verse 35. We got it out there. It says this, and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. All right, now check it out. It's just a short verse, but it's super important to married couples and to those who want to be married. Unfortunately, we don't have any engaged couples here tonight, but it's so important because Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. And you're probably thinking, Dino, Jody, what does this have to do with marriage? Okay. Jesus is talking about something totally different than physical hunger or physical thirst. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been following Jesus for a few years now, and we still get hungry, we still get thirsty every day, right? Mm-hmm. And we're not, don't get me wrong, we're not the kind that base our faith on what's happening in our lives, but we know that if we go a day without food, we get hungry, right? And every Christian, every follower of Christ still gets hungry, still gets thirsty. So we know he's talking about something more than physical hunger or physical thirst. It's a much deeper set of human desires that we all have. And I want you to catch this, that God, you know, inside of us, we each have these desires that are built in by God that only He can satisfy.